Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh my God, Tolos and Cole Bryson sitting across from me, digitally speaking on a computer screen. It's here. Football is here in the state of South Carolina. Cole, you're live at a brand new facility. We're going to get into that throughout the show. Burns' brand new football stadium now open. I know you're excited to break it in with the inaugural broadcast. A lot to get to on the show today. We'll go college football playoff predictions. Gary Stokin of the Aflac kickoff game of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl going to join us in the very next segment. And, of course, we're going to get some shots of this awesome new facility that you're sitting in right now.
I'll tell you what, man, you said it. It's really interesting. I didn't think about it until you said it, Diesel, but the first ever broadcast from the new Nixon Field press box. We are kicking it off right here on the Fan Upstate. I'm currently in home radio, the home radio booth at Burns High School, the new Nixon Field, new press box, and it is currently pouring rain in Duncan, South Carolina. But hopefully, Diesel, hopefully it is going to dump right now, and then we'll be good by kickoff. It's still summertime, right? So you still have these pop-up showers. But to your point, man, this facility is first class. I mean, the field, obviously, we've seen pictures, but the press box, you know, the press box is all I care about, right? All that matters is radio, right? We're the only thing that matters here, right? I'm kidding. But the press box, Diesel, it's immaculate. I'm looking down right now. You have us, home coaches, home film. You have your PA, your video, Jumbotron stuff, and then you just flip-flop it, visiting film, visiting coaches, visiting radio. There's a security booth. This thing is absolutely spectacular, and there's a full kitchen in the back area. So I'll tell you this, Diesel. I told a friend of mine this morning. Here's the best way I can describe it. I called North Greenville football on the radio for 3 years when I was a student, right, and a year after. And I went all over the Southeast to Division II colleges in 3 years. And you didn't see a Division II college press box and facility like you're seeing here. So it's spectacular.
You know, it's amazing, Cole, the arms race that, you know, we saw. And, you know, at times we still see play out in big-time Division I college football is now trickling its way down into the high school ranks. You know, I know that almost every field, or maybe every field in the upstate now, has gone to the artificial turf. They're all putting the best of the best stuff in. And now as these stadiums get old and outdated, they're getting demolished and built brand new. What did Burns spend on this facility?
$30 million.
$30 million.
$30 million.
That's amazing. Not to make anybody over at Burns feel bad about it, I just want to know what a $60 million facility buys you. We were talking about that with the Bishop High School Stadium that just opened up down at Bishop in Georgia.
Buford. Yeah, it was on TV the other night, right? Last week. It was spectacular. So you're right, 30, 35 more million, you can have that. But I'll tell you what, I don't say this just because I'm calling the Burns games or anything like this. This is my 13th season broadcasting high school football, and I'll tell you, this is the nicest facility I have ever seen. I mean, they did it right, $30 million. The press box, like I said, is phenomenal. The turf looks good. From what I've heard, Diesel, from the people I've talked to, I will tell you this, tonight when the gates open at 6:30, there will be people disappointed tonight because they're not going to be able to fit in here. And I have been told that they're expecting over 8,000 people tonight, which is spectacular for the season opener in this brand-new stadium. People are coming. I've been told from fan bases that their team's on the road tonight with week zero kicking off that they're coming to this game instead because it's the first one. So they're expecting a lot. And I'll tell you this, if you're coming tonight – to Burns, T.L. Hanna, you better get here early because there are going to be people, in my opinion, turned away.
Well, Tolos, give us a shout-out. Let us know if you are headed down to Nixon Field tonight for the home opener for the Burns Rebels' brand-new Nixon Field Stadium. Excited to get all of our Tolos reactions who are going to be going to this game. Cole, but you know, we're also on the eve of college football getting started. We got high school football now. We got college football starting tomorrow. And what better place to start, not at week one of the season or week zero of the season. Let's go all the way to the end and sort of predict what we think is going to happen at the very end of the college football season. I figured, Cole, instead of coming up with our own brackets and seeing what we thought might happen by the end of the season, let's just go right to the expert, the guy that knows a thing or two about a thing or two, and Josh Pate. He put out his bracket about a week ago. I think we mentioned it. We talked about it on the show. We chuckled at the fact that Nebraska is sitting there, I think, as an 11 seed in his bracket. But let's play that college football playoff out and see what we think might happen. You ready to go?
Let me ask you this. You're telling me that we're going to play it as it is, as it lies, right?
Well, I'll give you this, Cole. I'll give you one substitution. If you don't like one team that made it on Josh Pate's bracket, I'm going to let you change out one.
Oh, that's interesting. And
otherwise, we're not reseeding anything because that would take us all show just to figure out seeding.
Well, I'll tell you this, and tell me if I need to change. For the fun of it, I'll do it as is. I'll play as lies. Yep,
okay.
I'll play it as lies because – it's a really interesting bracket. For those who hadn't seen it, it's interesting. I'll tell you that.
We'll get into that here. Cole, take a hold for just a second, and I'm going to grab this
good
phone call.
I'll tell you, Josh Pate's bracket. What I'm going to do for those of you watching on the stream, there's already 40 people watching the show today on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. I'm going to clip it and put it on the stream for you to see. So Josh Pate, in his 12-team bracket, has Florida, Georgia, Penn State, Oregon, Clemson, Boise State, Ohio State, Arizona State, Alabama, Texas, Notre Dame, and Nebraska. No real problem, except for Florida's interesting. Notre Dame, no problem there. I also have Arizona State winning their conference, but Nebraska. Those are the two that I think catches everybody's eye. So we're going to play it as it lies.
Okay.
And Diesel, the Florida being in there and Nebraska being in there, let me say this first of all. I don't agree with that. I don't think that happens. But for the fun of it, I think it could make this conversation really interesting if it were to happen.
And Florida being an 8 seed, by the way, that's going to be a lot of fun. So I'll stay with you. I'll play it as it lies. I'll play with Florida being the 8 seed, Nebraska being the 11 seed. By the way, a little live programming note for you. That was Gary Stokin just called in and said he's driving. He's going to be just a few minutes later, so he's going to join us at 3:30.
Tell him, what does he think he is? Who does he think he is? I mean, a CEO of a Peach Bowl Incorporated? what is this?
Sure, Gary, you can have whatever you want. All right, so let's play it as it lies.
All right, let's go.
Here's what's great about this, Cole, is we're going to get on-campus games, and we're going to get an on-campus version of the world's largest cocktail party, which we never get. They play this game in Jacksonville every year, and now, by God, they're going to play it on the campus of the Florida Gators there in Gainesville. How much fun is that?
That would be, first of all, that would be nuts if that were to happen.
Yeah.
Again, this is not, if you just tuned in, this is not Diesel's bracket. This is not my bracket. This is Josh Pate's bracket, and he has Florida. Did you say an 8 seed? Is that right?
An 8 seed playing the 9 seed Georgia Bulldogs.
Okay. So Georgia, Florida.
And we have to, you know, we have to make some assumptions here at this point that Florida has had a pretty good year. They've had a nine or a 10 win year. DJ Lagway has shown what we thought he was going to be, a quality quarterback. He stayed healthy all season long. Georgia maybe having a little bit of growing pains with their new quarterback as well, because they're featured there as the 9 seed.
So if you're watching on the stream, as 44 of you Tolos are doing, I put it up there, Josh Pate's playoff prediction. Head-to-head, Diesel, if Florida makes the playoffs, to your point, again, it's important to remember, if they do make the college football playoff, they've had a really good year, even as an 8 seed. Georgia's a 9 seed. Again, here's what's fun about this conversation. If these two teams played today, you and I would probably pick Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
However, if what Josh Pate is predicting to happen actually happens, that means Florida is an 8, Georgia is a 9. Florida might have had a little bit better of a season than Georgia. It's almost like an old SEC East matchup, right? It would be great at Florida, Diesel. If you told me Florida was there with DJ Lagway, I would probably say that he's the better quarterback, and I'd probably go Florida.
Yeah, right? I agree. You know, if that's the case, both of these teams are 9 or 10 win teams, probably 10 win teams.
Yeah.
So they both had amazing seasons. DJ Lagway is everything that we thought he could be after we saw him in the last couple of games of last season. Obviously, that injury that he's been battling all offseason hasn't really hampered him. You add all of that plus the atmosphere at the Swamp, I don't think there's any way that Florida loses that game at home in the Swamp. I don't know when the last time was that Georgia traveled to play in Gainesville, but by God, I'm here for it. Give me the Florida Gators to advance off of a home victory against Georgia.
And to your point, like you said earlier, this would have been, if this were to happen, if Florida-Georgia do match up as the 8-9 in the CFP, this would be the second matchup, the second game, right, of the season. Because they played in Jacksonville. I think that's an early November game this season. I think that would be an all-time epic first-round game, Diesel.
Right.
I don't think it'll happen, but I'm here for it.
I think that's by far the most entertaining of all the first-round matchups, because we're going to get into these Clemson versus Boise State, Ohio State versus Arizona State, Notre Dame versus Nebraska. Florida-Georgia, that thing, the ratings numbers on that would be absolutely gigantic.
They would be, especially with your point, like you said, with it being a home game. It'd be fun. So I'll go Florida Gators there, too, to Josh Pate's bracket.
All right, let's move down to the bottom left corner of the bracket. This one is a 5-12 matchup. Boise State traveling to play at Clemson. Clemson has played at Boise State before in a bowl game on that blue field, but I don't know if Boise State's ever been this far east.
Boise State at Clemson for the first round playoff matchup, that just feels weird, doesn't it?
Right.
Doesn't that feel different? I would, all signs again. Let me look back at that graphic. He has Clemson as a what seed?
Five.
And Boise is the G5 at 12, which I do agree with. You and I talked about that. It could be Boise is the G5 at 12, or possibly Navy, right? Yeah, I'd go Clemson here. I don't see, Diesel, if it were a home playoff game, that place would be bonkers. Like, I don't want to say it'd be a blowout, but, Diesel, I don't know that game would be particularly close. Home playoff game?
No, if Clemson's a 5 seed, that means they're probably 11-1 over the season. Conference champs, whether they beat LSU or whether they beat or lost to LSU or lost to South Carolina, I think that's probably where that loss comes from. Maybe they beat both of them and they lost to Louisville on a Friday night.
Sure.
That Clemson team, though, I think that Clemson team would absolutely boat race a Boise State team if they were playing here in South Carolina. Let's move up to the upper right-hand corner of the graphic. We got Ohio State, the number 7 seed. That means Ohio State stumbled a time or two over the course of the season, facing number 10, Arizona State.
As a 7, Ohio State is a 7.
7-10.
Arizona State, the winner of their conference in this scenario, being the 10, because, again, there's not an automatic 4 this year like it was last year with 1, 2, 3, 4 being conference champs.
No respect for the Big 12.
Boy. So, first of all, you're telling me you win your conference and you're the what seed?
10.
The 10.
10.
10 seed?
See, doesn't that also feel wrong? We undid the system that we had, and now all of a sudden we're putting conference champs as the 10 seed?
10 feels a little off.
Disrespectful.
I'm not going to lie to you. 10 does feel a little off. If they were to win the conference and become the 10, I would say Ohio State probably wins that game, but two conference champions there, right? Ohio State and Arizona State, both conference champions, Diesel.
Yeah.
I'd say Ohio State wins the game, but tell me how Arizona State does throughout the course of the season. What's their point differential, right? Like, if you told me they blew teams out throughout the course of the regular season, I it might be close, but I think I'd comfortably take Ohio State in that one.
Yeah, I think Sam Levitt, I don't know if I'd go comfortably. I think Sam Levitt and this team could have something for him. Maybe it's a 10-point game. Maybe it's a 14-point game that, you know, gets stretched out in the fourth quarter a little bit to become a 14-point game. But I'm with you as well. Ohio State, the third home-playing team, the host site to advance. And then, Cole, here's where it gets interesting. Number 6, Notre Dame, hosting number 11, Nebraska. Again, that sounds weird.
It sounds so weird. According to Josh Pate, if Josh Pate's prediction were true.
He didn't pull these out of his rear end. There's a reason why likes Nebraska.
I'm with you. Do you have a coin back there that can flip? No, I'd say Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's going to have a special year. Mm. I don't know that Notre Dame's a national championship team, Diesel, but I'd say if that were to be the matchup, I'd take Notre Dame over Nebraska, wouldn't you?
Here's where I'm going to differ from you, Cole. I'm going to say the one upset that happens on a campus site is that Nebraska, who is clearly a team of destiny this year because they haven't been able to sniff a playoff in years, a team of destiny, they've really taken a stride. I think this Nebraska team might upset Notre Dame on the road. So I'm going to differ from you there.
Okay, that would be we as college football fans wouldn't know what to do. I mean, what are we in 19? I mean, that just doesn't sound right, right?
And,
I'm not saying it can't happen, but
we'll
wow.
do this snake fashion, Cole, and we'll pick up the pace so we can get through it before the thing's over. Nebraska, by virtue of beating Notre Dame, they get the pleasure of playing Texas, the number 3 team in the seed, in the playoff seed.
Ooh, so say that one more time. Nebraska would play Texas,
Nebraska
right?
would play Texas.
And Josh Pate's playoff prediction.
Uh-huh, and this would be a neutral site game.
Yeah, if Nebraska wouldn't win that game.
No.
Texas would win, right?
Texas
they'd have a bye. They're a top 4 team. 2 weeks to prepare, you know. Yeah, I'd go Texas there.
I love it. Okay, Ohio State has beaten Arizona State. Now they play number 2, Alabama.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Right?
Man. Boy.
That also mean that Ty Simpson is that guy.
It would mean that, yeah. And I think Ty Simpson has a chance to be that guy, to be honest with you. Boy. Ohio State, Bama. Who would you go with, Diesel? Who would you pick?
Oh man, neutral site. I think it kind of depends on where they're playing it, but you know as well as I do, Ohio State travels incredibly well. Oh man, by virtue of Ohio State being the 7th seed, that means Julian's saying good but not amazing, and that means that Ty Simpson is amazing by virtue of being a number 2 seed. I'm gonna give it to Alabama.
See, I think. Boy, that'd be an incredible I'd love for that to happen. I think Ohio State would win that game.
Ooh.
I think Jeremiah Smith would be – by the way, you'd have the 2 best receivers in the country playing each other. Think about that.
Yeah.
By the way, Diesel, is that music too loud?
It's no, it's perfect. It's
okay, good. Just wanted to make sure. Now it's off. I have control over it anyways. but I will say I would go I'd go Ohio State in that scenario.
Really?
I'd go Buckeyes, yep.
So I got Texas and Alabama advancing. All right, now Clemson has beaten Boise State. They get to play the number 4 seed in Oregon, a 5-4 matchup.
Oregon, I feel like as the 4 would probably win that game if that were to be the case. Not saying it couldn't be entertaining, Diesel, but I'd go Oregon there. What about you?
I'd go Clemson. I'd go Clemson. These teams should be, by virtue of being a 4 and a 5 seed, they should be virtually
coin
equal.
Flip.
It's a coin flip game.
Clemson could win it. If that were to happen, I could see it going either way.
And I think Cade has kind of eliminated a lot of those mistakes and is the better quarterback than what they have up there at Oregon. And then finally, Cole, Florida playing number one Penn State.
Wow.
Number eight, Florida. Yeah. Number one, Penn State.
If that were to happen, Diesel, I'd probably go, oh, man, that means Florida would have had a great season beating Georgia in the first round?
Uh-huh. Means they wouldn't have played in the conference championship, but they would beat Georgia.
They'd be battle-tested, right?
Yep, they'd be battle-tested.
Penn State would have that bye.
Yep.
I'd probably, in that case, in that scenario, I'd probably go Florida if that were to be the case.
Okay. God, that's a coin flip for me as well.
Penn State being the rested team, having that bye week, having that week off, I think that'd be big.
That might hurt them, too.
But Drew Aller, think about that, though, Diesel. Drew Aller versus DJ Lagway, potentially. That'd be really interesting. Again, I just think there's the ceiling for DJ Lagway's there, man. I think he has a big upside.
I'm going to ride with you on this one and say that Florida gets the big-time upset, the 8-1 upset. And, man, how hot is the seat for James Franklin if that happens? Getting beat by the 8 seed, by the lowest seed to advance to that point. That's brutal.
Wouldn't be good, Diesel.
No, it would not. We can pick this up a little bit later on in the show, Cole, because we're down now to the final four.
Yeah,
we can finish this thing off.
Is Gary going to? Is he going to be able to join us?
Yeah, he's going to call us in 10 minutes.
10 minutes. You want to come back on the other side and finish it?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it on the other side. We'll finish this, and then we'll have Gary Stokin, who's we're not happy with, by the way. Gary Stokin, our good friend, he's retiring. I don't know why he thinks that's allowed. He's the Peach Bowl Incorporated CEO. And about 10 minutes from now, I'm live at Burns High School in the brand new Nixon Field. We'll continue that conversation and hear from you, Tolos, next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/Listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Good to be with you. He back in the Ingles Market studio is Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson, and I am live at the brand new Nixon Field here in Duncan, South Carolina, the home of the Burns Rebels, where, let's see, at about 7 o'clock tonight, you'll hear Burns and T.L. Hanna right here on the Fan Upstate opening the high school football season. We'll do our high school picks. I did my high school picks, rather, this morning, and we'll roll through those at 5:20. On the show today, joined by Gary Stokin in a few minutes on the show as well, Peach Bowl Incorporated CEO. We have Smitty, our Friday usual Diesel at 4 o'clock. We love Smitty. He joins us every Friday at 4 o'clock during football season. We'll talk to him then on the show, talk Clemson, talk South Carolina, talk whatever Smitty has going on. You know, he doesn't like to talk, Diesel, so we're going to have to pull his teeth to get him to say something. But we are looking at Josh Pate's prediction for the CFP, and we're down to the final four. Is that right?
We are down to the final four. Cole, you and I have basically differed on everything here in this second round. I've got Texas, Alabama, Clemson, and Florida making it in, and I think that's Gary right there. Let me grab this call.
Okay, go ahead. And you know what? I think I might would go back with you. I think I'd go to Clemson as well. Yeah, I'm going to actually change that. If that were to be the case, I think I would go Clemson over Oregon in that semifinal game. So I'm going to change my pick. I'd have Clemson beating Oregon in the college football playoff. So I'd agree with you on one. That's tough, though, man. It would be really tough. All right, we've got Gary Stokin on the line. He is a good friend of the show. Whether he will tell you that or not, we love him. I don't know if he loves us, but he is the Peach Bowl Incorporated CEO. We've talked to him 3 or 4 times. We talked to him at ACC kickoff. And, Gary, we love you, but I'm not happy with you after the news that I got a couple of days ago about what you are going to be planning to do here in the near future. We're happy for you, but that R word, the retirement, are you sure about that, buddy?
Cole, do you hear me?
I've got you loud and clear, man. I figured you heard me bad-mouthing you, Gary, because that R-word, I saw that in an email a couple of days ago, and we love having you on the show. And now, all of a sudden, Gary, I'm really disappointed that you are retiring. Is that right?
Well, I spoke at our kickoff to playoff luncheon on Monday, and I said, well, I looked up the definition of retirement, and it said ceasing to work. And I said, I can't retire because I've never worked a day in my life.
I like
I've
that.
Had 47 years of being in sports, and it's been the love of my life and a passion, and I don't know when my checks come, and I've had a great life, so I'm never going to retire.
Yeah.
So Gary, tell us kind of what the plan is, what the timeline is going to be, and you know, if you say you're not going to quit working, what are you planning on doing in this so-called quote unquote retirement?
Well, I've got 4 grandsons, 9, 8, 7, and 5, and so I'll either continue to coach and coach them up, or I'll be their number one fan. Either way,
there you go.
So I got a great job opportunity.
Absolutely, as we're joined by Gary Stokin right here on the Fan Upstate, Peach Bowl Incorporated CEO, good friend of the show. Hopefully, after retirement, he will join us continually on the Fan Upstate. And then, Gary, see, now that you're retiring, you can join us and say anything you want. There are no limitations. You'll be able to badmouth anybody, but hopefully you'll still join us. Talk about what you guys are doing right now. College football kicks off this weekend officially with 5 games. Next weekend, one of our teams, South Carolina, involved in the Aflac kickoff game in Atlanta. I'm sure it's a busy time of year right now for you and your team. Talk about what that looks like.
Yeah, we just had a call yesterday with Aflac, firming everything up from the sponsor side and VIPs and guests, and et cetera. We had a meeting earlier this week with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, because, as you know, that we framed this game as the kickoff for a cause, with September being Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And we announced on Monday that we are going to donate $100,000, which Aflac will match, for $200,000 to our Peach Bowl Legacy Fund, which has now funded 14 trials in five different states and four different hospitals. And then we also announced that we'll be giving our 50-50 raffle money to those trials. And then our board on Monday agreed to donate $2.5 million to fund the existing trials that we have. So we're all in for about $69 million that we've given away since 2002. And, you know, to a myriad of charities, and makes us the most charitable bowl organization in the country. So we're blessed to be able to do that. It's part of our mission to be the most charitable bowl, as we were the first bowl game founded for charity back in 1968.
Gary, to be able to give that kind of money is such an amazing accomplishment. Can you go into any details about what the outcomes of that money and the research that has been able to be performed from that money? What is it? What does it produce that you can tell us about?
Yeah, we have, as I mentioned, the 14 trials that are existing, and we just added four more trials. So everything from osteosarcoma to neuroblastoma to leukemia, we're funding different trials. And there's already been some success with kids that have had the opportunity to live another 6 months because of the existing trials that we have. Before these trials, you know, that kid would have passed away. And so now these trials are at least letting him live a little bit longer. And we hope to get something at some point approved by FDA where we can eradicate some form of childhood cancer. So, but we've given money, you know, we have $10 million in endowed scholarships. Like this year, we'll donate $50,000 to South Carolina, to Virginia Tech, to Syracuse, and to Tennessee in endowed scholarships, in our John Lewis Legacy of Courage scholarships, which is set aside at those schools for Title I kids in Atlanta or Georgia. And Title I kids are underprivileged kids that don't have the money to go to school.
Yeah.
And in some cases, you know, we have 37 universities now. In some cases, these kids are the first kids in their family to ever go to college.
Wow.
So, and then we've given $13 million to build and sustain the College Football Hall of Fame. You know, we just gave money last year to North Carolina and to Georgia and South Carolina with the hurricanes that hit. So, you know, we've just used college football for the greater good, and we're humbly proud to have the opportunity to help others.
Gary is tremendous. I'll tell you what, sometimes I just get goosebumps hearing you talk about it and what you guys do. It really is awesome to see what the what that organization, what your organization has done. Speaking of organizations, when you are retired and you come on with us and you're able to be a little bit more loose-lipped, this is the kind of question I'm going to ask you. So I'm going to prepare you by throwing a curveball at you. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You might not be able to comment, but it's funny, so I'm going to ask anyways. Gary Stokin, you're brilliant. You're smart. Your team's brilliant. You're a businessman, and you talked about the millions and millions of dollars that you guys have given to charities across the country and world. What could Gary Stokin do to fix this horrendous, hideous new Cracker Barrel logo? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you think, I mean, are you out of the loop on this, or have you seen this?
Oh, no, I've seen it. I thought you were going to ask me, what can I do to fix college athletics?
No, this is more important. This is way more. Gary, they removed the cracker and the barrel. It's pitiful.
I'm gonna guess and hazard a guess here that within a year, Cracker and Barrel are back in the logo. I saw where their stock's down 10% already,
yeah,
and I can't imagine that business is going to be all that good over the next year either.
Talking to Gary Stokin, the CEO of Peach Bowl Incorporated. Gary, you know, everyone would say that, you know, this game, whether it's the Peach Bowl or whether it's the relatively new Aflac kickoff game before that, the Chick-fil-A kickoff game, is a bigger and better spectacle than it was when it began. What do you envision, and what kind of conversations have you had with whoever it may be that takes your role after you're gone about continuing to grow that spectacle? Where can it go from where it already is, which is in a pretty good spot?
Well, I appreciate the kind comments. We created back in 2008 what I framed as the Daytona 500 of college football, until I received a cease and desist letter from Daytona 500. But you know, we wanted to start the year with a bowl game. We didn't get into the BCS when they brought the championship game on in 2006. They went to a double host model with the four existing BCS bowls playing their bowl game and then rotating the national championship. And the next year, when the NCAA presidents legislated a 12th game, I said to my board, being the competitor I am, that if they're not going to let us in the BCS on the backside, we're going to start the BCS on the front side. And we started with Clemson, Alabama, sold it out, had huge TV viewership, and we basically changed the face of college football, because now you look at this weekend coming up, we got Clemson, LSU, we got Ohio State, Texas, we got Notre Dame, Miami, we have South Carolina, Virginia Tech, Tennessee, Syracuse. None of those games would have happened, you know, 18 years ago. People would schedule non-directional schools, get two or three wins under the belt before they went into conference schedule. So these games have become huge data points for the CFP selection committee. And I do have concern. I did meet with David Epps, my exec VP of marketing and COO, who is going to take my job June 1st of next year. And I'm a little worried with the SEC going to nine games and having to play one more major Power Four team. You know, you live in the area. Clemson, South Carolina is not going away. So South Carolina is going to play nine games plus that game. I doubt they're going to want to play another tough game. And so I think the inventory, and if the ACC goes in that direction as well, now all of a sudden, you know, the inventory is going to shrink, because Georgia will play Georgia Tech, Clemson will play South Carolina, Kentucky will play Louisville, Florida will play Florida State. And there's some games like Alabama, Notre Dame, and some other big games already on schedule. So I'm a little worried that the kickoff game format, you know, could struggle a little bit here in the future.
Gary Stokin, Peach Bowl Incorporated CEO. Gary, my last question for you. You look at the landscape of college football. We've heard people, and we've asked you this question before as well, we've heard people comment. Do you believe once you leave your role, you will be able to see college football maybe from a different viewpoint as an outsider for the first time in a long, long time? Because Nick Saban's kind of, even though he's still doing like ESPN College Game Day, he's still now, or he's now kind of seeing it from the outside point of view. Do you feel like once you step away from it, you'll have a different viewpoint of the game in any aspect of it, or no?
Well, my biggest concern right now is college athletics should be about giving a student the opportunity to get a free education, number one, and then getting them a degree, number two. And my belief is these collectives of alumni, they should be there to give these kids, 98% of which are not going to play pro, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, whatever you want to say, they should give them jobs to get kids to be productive citizens in our society, because you've got basketball, football, swimmers, tennis, baseball players, women's basketball, they're not going to play pro sports. And I think we've lost our way in college athletics, that the answer to everything right now is money, and then you ask the question. And I think that's backwards. We're losing our mission. I read where 30% of the kids now that are transferring more than once are not getting their degrees, and that's not what college athletics was built to be. I would have a commissioner of college basketball, a commissioner of college football, commissioner of women's basketball, and a commissioner of baseball. I would take all the Olympic sports and have them join their respective national governing bodies like swimming, diving, rifle, track and field, and let them compete under the Olympic NGBs. Somehow I'd find a way to fund those, whether it's through federal, state, government, whatever. And I would have a board of each of those four sports with commissioners of two presidents, two ADs, two commissioners, two coaches, and two players. And have that board and that staff of that respective sport figure out 24/7 how they're going to make that sport relevant and successful in this modern day and time.
Gary, I got one more question for you. Cole and I are both going to be there in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium next Sunday for South Carolina.
We're looking forward to hosting you.
Well, I just want to know, since I got your number, can I text you and maybe Cole and I can come see how you live on game day?
Sure, yeah. I'd love that.
Awesome.
Thanks, Gary, as always, man. We appreciate you.
Hey, guys, love being with you guys. Appreciate your interest in us. And
yeah.
Look forward to hosting, and thanks for what you do for college football.
Absolutely.
Have a good one, Gary.
Gary Stoke and Peach Bowl Incorporated, CEO. I'll tell you this, Diesel, and look, I know Gary's already off the line, and he doesn't need to hear this because he knows it already, but that guy for the position, and I don't know if Artolo's realized this, Diesel, but for the position that guy's in, to have been as good to us as he has been over the last year and a half, come on. I mean, he's the one, just so you know, his team's the one that reaches out to us. We never have initiated the interview. They always reach out to us. He's so kind. I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss having him on. And what that organization's done for charities and deals. I mean, it makes you want a guy like that in charge of the sport, because everything he said, I agree with.
That's very true, and you know as well as I do, Cole, in this business, and you know we're fairly low in the overarching picture of what this business is, and Gary Stokin is at the tippy top, and
yeah,
it's always the people who are at the top who are the nicest, who are the easiest to deal with, and they've gotten there for a reason, because they're great people and they're easy to get along with and they're generous with their time.
Yeah.
And of course we can't say too many times how grateful we are for him. And Cole, you and I just got an invitation into the CEO suite. I'm just going to put that out there. Remind you of that.
You can forget covering the game now, right? that'll not
what
end
game?
Good. Yeah, game. Oh, game. We're supposed to be in the press box. That's good stuff.
I couldn't see the field over the shrimp cocktail that I'm going to be eating.
Right. He's awesome. He really is.
Looking forward to it. When we come back, Cole, let's take our whip around the sports world, see what's going on out there in a segment we call our Daily Wires.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Well, we spent the first 49 minutes of the show talking about college football. Let's talk about something else for a minute, Cole. How about that? Here's our Daily Wires, the buzz happening around the sports world, and I lied. We're going to start with college football.
Oh, my God.
The SEC will officially play a 9-game conference schedule starting next year in 2026. And it's an historic move. The Big Ten has been pushing for it for years, and the SEC has finally caved under the pressure.
You know what? We talked about it yesterday. I just wish I could say that I was surprised by this. And you know what? Here we go. Everybody else is going to follow suit now. Watch.
Yeah, the ACC is now the last conference that doesn't play 9 conference games.
Yep, you're right. ACC will follow suit.
Veteran reliever Craig Kimbrell and the Houston Astros agreed on a major league contract, adding a fresh arm to the Astros bullpen as they try to hold on to their lead in the American League West. Some injury news out of NFL preseason games. Steelers first-round pick Derek Harmon was carted off the field after sustaining a knee injury in last night's final preseason game against the Carolina Panthers. Eagles wide receiver Johnny Wilson will undergo season-ending knee and ankle surgery. The injury occurred during Tuesday's practice. Wilson appeared to get rolled up on during a Saquon Barkley run play. Fell down awkwardly. They had to help him off the field before eventually carting him inside.
Not good.
No, it's not. The father of Boston Celtics star Jaylen Brown was accused of attempted murder in connection with a stabbing Wednesday night in Las Vegas. Quentin M. Brown, of 57 years old, was arrested Thursday morning and booked into the Clark County Detention Center. He made his first court appearance Thursday afternoon and is due back in court on Tuesday. His bail bond was set at $300,000.
That's a weird story, unfortunate story, yeah. And why I don't like hearing about these athletes' dads, man. Like it just kind of like that. That's a little bit more dramatic than some of these other stories, but man, that's awful.
In its 2025 season opener in college soccer, number 9 Clemson men's soccer team played number 11 Indiana to a 2-2 draw. South Carolina men's soccer downed the College of Charleston 3-2. And in women's soccer, the number 16 Lady Gamecocks defeated the number 25 Ohio State Buckeyes 1-0. A 48-minute rain delay couldn't cool down Texas Rangers number 8 prospect Caden Scarborough, who threw 5 shutout innings in a 3-0 Spartanburgers victory yesterday over the Greenville Drive. University of South Carolina Athletics has agreed to a new 10-year partnership with Nike.
Wow.
A worldwide leader in athletic apparel. Nike will supply all 21 of the Gamecocks athletic programs with uniforms, footwear, apparel, and equipment. No more Under Armour for South Carolina.
I'll tell you what, man, that's big. And we're going to talk about that at 4:45, I believe, Diesel. Some audio from Jeremiah Donati, the AD. That's a big deal. Like, that partnership, I know some background with some people who have worked with both Under Armour and South Carolina in their previous partnership. That was a really strong partnership. So it's kind of surprising to me, but as Jeremiah Donati said, and you'll hear the audio, it was all about money. Nike gave him the better deal.
Couple of quickies here for you. The Carolina Panthers announced a new two-year, $44 million contract extension for right tackle Taylor Moten. South Carolina fans are going to see George Rogers on the field as an honorary captain for the 2025 AFLAC kickoff game between Virginia Tech and number 13 South Carolina. Let's see. The Tour Championship at Eastlake Round 2 in Atlanta is underway. And as of right now, Cole, look who's sitting there at the tippy top of the leaderboard. Tommy Fleetwood tied for first with Russell Henley.
Tommy.
He's all over it. He just can't get the win right
now. He's the Dallas Cowboys of golf, right? During the part that doesn't matter until the end, he collapses.
And finally, last one here for you. We are seeking to break a record for the most week zero upset in Upset Picks Challenge history.
We're going
to
do it.
Secretly, we've already beat it. But we set a bigger bar than just that. We're going to try to hit 100 entries. We're currently, Cole, at 83. We need 17 more Tolos to give us the upset pick by the end of the show today.
And we've had a lot today. We've had a lot of upset picks already. We're going to get it. I have no doubt we're going to get 100. It's going to be a great opening weekend of college football, even though it's only a few games, handful of five games, but it'll still be a lot of fun. Speaking of a lot of fun, every Friday during football season, 4 o'clock, we talk to Smitty of Sports Talk Media Network. We'll talk to Smitty and be joined by him next on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.